I stand staunchly opposed to censorship. Staunchly opposed to censorship. Big tech companies blocked users on social media over 275 million times last year by blocking influential conservative voices. I told you this before, that I couldn't break 10,000 on Twitter. I started to get close, and all of a sudden I'd just have 6,000 followers again. This has gone on for years. I couldn't get to 10,000. I broke 10,000 a couple of weeks ago, and it continues to grow now at a pretty good clip. I'm at 105. I've been at 105,000 on Facebook for like 4 years. You know, doesn't move. And I got flagged on Facebook for reposting a CNN article a couple of years ago. All I did was repost a CNN article about the fact that masks were ineffective in the spread of illness. I got flagged for a CNN article. Think about that. Dan Schneider joined me, Vice President of the Media Research Center's Free Speech America Project. Dan, good to have you here.
Hey, Steve, great to be with you.
And I'm just a little guy, but I got, but maybe I wouldn't be a little guy. I mean, this program's been on the air for 11 years. Mathematically speaking, I've had the Twitter account pretty much that whole time. I should certainly have more than 10,000 followers. I have, you know, 105,000 on Facebook when they shut me down. But it's true. We get shut down all the time. Oh, we're not involved with censorship. Sure you are. Of course they are, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, Steve, here's the thing. You're not a little guy. But Twitter, and here's the irony. Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube, they're okay with you living a happy, healthy life. They're okay with you holding the views that you hold, so long as people can't learn from you. They don't want people to hear the information and the news that you provide. If you want to, in the privacy in your own home, if you want to think that masks don't work, that's fine. Just don't tell anybody. That's what this secondhand censorship is all about, is preventing your listeners and your followers from learning anything from you. These radical left-wing big tech companies, they want a nice, supple, compliant electorate who will just vote the way that they're told to vote by the left. You know, that's what this whole secondhand censorship is about. It's destroying America.
Well, so are a lot of other things, apparently. I mean, honestly, you look at the censorship, you look at the open borders, you look at the fact that, you know, there's only one point of view that's allowed, hate speech and the attacks on the First Amendment. I mean, it's everywhere you look, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's because, you know, big tech. Look, lots of the products that big tech provides, we like. You know, being able to pull up your Google Maps and go where you want to go, and the different documents that are created, that, you know, there's lots of utility. There's lots of value in that stuff. And we want big tech to continue doing that work. But what we want them to do also is stop trying to change society. Just you know, make your product. You know, Coca-Cola makes great products. Just stop messing with society. And big tech is so intrusive. It's intentionally destroying the fabric of America. It's intentionally trying to take down our democratic form of government, you know, the way people govern themselves.
So here's the question then. Why? If that's true, the question is quite clearly, why would they want to bring down the form of government that's making them wildly wealthy? Why would they want to do that?
Well, of course, the form of government and the economic system we have, they are abusing to achieve massive wealth. They are abusing our free enterprise system. They do not believe in self-government. They do not believe in individual rights or even in national sovereignty. They despise the idea of borders. Going back to the Treaty of Westphalia in the 17th century, creating the whole concept of nationhood, they hate that. They do not like the idea of national sovereignty or individual rights because, Steve, people like us, we're just too stupid to be able to govern ourselves. So only they are smart enough to know the right words we're supposed to use today, you know, the right pronouns that are to be used. Only they are good enough and moral enough, and we have to just be supple little lambs doing exactly what they want us to do. That's why they want to destroy these freedoms.
By the way, my pronoun is Your Highness going forward.
Okay, thank you, Your Highness, for having me on your show. It is a pleasure.
Nicely done, Dan. See, because if not, I'm going to be triggered over here. You know, the insanity of what they're trying to say. But the problem is, we've allowed these people to infiltrate our educational system. So they've been training Generation Z to be ignorant sheep ever since they went into kindergarten, for example. They pound these messages of, the oceans are going to boil and there'll be, rain bombs. We're all going to die. You must get rid of, your car. Americans are greedy. Wanting freedom is selfish. And all this other crap that is simply not true. Right? They've been training and getting Generation Z ready to revolt against America and become slaves of the state. That's what they've trained them for their entire lives, right or wrong.
Well, sadly, Your Highness, you are right. And you mentioned cars. When we talk about big tech, we're talking about Twitter and Facebook and Google. Google is the worst of them all. Lots of your listeners may not quite realize that Google is the font of all evil. Google is the leader in this entire space. But Google and Facebook, they are working to eliminate private car ownership. They are trying to eliminate steering wheels from vehicles. You'll have to call up your automated car. And if you're based on the social credit system, if you're good enough, then the car will arrive quickly enough for you to go get groceries. But
if you're not, it'll say, sorry, Mr. Gruber, you went to the store twice this week, but I need to get milk and eggs. Well, you should have thought of that when you went before, because you are now not allowed to go until like 3 days from now, and so on and so forth. Dan, I got to leave it there. But you're exactly right. It's all conditioning. And it's been going on to the young people in this country, and we've allowed it to happen. And it's damn sad that we were that dumb.
Got to stop it.
Yeah. I don't know how we do it, but Dan, you and I talking about it, it's a good place to start. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Still to come, the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation, Mark Mix. He'll be here. Steve Hayes will be here. Don't go anywhere, because you need to be here.